We live in the early morning, but we don't get anything with that.
They were trying to save our life. The only thing we had
was one time, around 5, I seen you all. We were two of us. Sometimes it just a decision that one has to make, and there's no other option. That part of
and not only my family, it's 20, 30 trucks. So I can follow each other, and it's all full of children and women. They all take them to different places. One of my trucks, 100
So we went. This all the a little bit.
My older sister, she had my younger sister. She was in Kenya.
Before anything happened, nobody tell who is one or the other one or something. This one was yelling, stop, stop. They wouldn't want to stop. So they released a lot of bullets and everybody was like running after us. So all of a sudden, it was very unfortunate because there's some land and I just had a noise and I'd assume that was
I had to keep walking, and we get to Pakistan.
Within those four days, I was serving a lot of wounds.
I saw them die from zero.
And when I decided to call Naru,
I make a trust. This is a little town
bordering Kenya.
Somebody told me there's a family. You go there, they help you. I went to this place.
When my mom came and told us I was going to America, we were not happy to come in here either.
Some people tell us that the man is hugging you, kiss you if you want, if you don't want it. You're really afraid of this.
Really?
The only thing that was important for us or our dad
is
picture.
And I always wanted to that picture with my
kids.
Now in Amarillo, I'm working at them.
When they check you,
I decided to apply for asylum.
Check somebody and He was asking me where
my wife and my mom are still good.
We understand each other.
Well, and I decided to ask for
some benefits. And I go, wow, thanks.
And
now I speak
some foreign
language.
My father used to be
in America. They are learning that they have the right
to compose
songs because during the hostility,
we came 1 year
and I happened to be saying,
and
Wallace
finally heard about my dad, hits my ankle.
And they are seeing some
I'm going to go ahead and listen to songs. He was just talking about romance and how we can have a home and even his friends, how they dress and their style of walking. And of course, the life he's talking about in his songs is the life I never would know.
I actually assumed that my father's a lot of my wife when I was in Kenya.
We were talking on the phone with each other. When I heard my dad's voice, I was thinking really like
all
culture again, you know. So after 8 years, finally he got back.
That when you find
my dad came from Afghanistan, with
what
he mentally did out
of the Sudanese.
And when we walked in,
we
just scream and yell and cry, hugging. So I thought I'd
scream.
I touch
him. I believe the song teaches a lot because one thing that it teaches is showing to people.
I feel like
we're going to
wait family now.